47% of these people, almost 50%, reported that the bullying actually had a positive impact on their own lives, and talked about, and more specifically, some of the ways that it impacted them in terms of making them more resilient, making them more empathetic and emotionally intelligent and grateful, and making them more moral and helping their moral development, in the sense of that they would never treat someone the way that they had been treated. And then lastly, it helped with their sense of goal attainment. And like I mentioned, just having that fire and that chip on their shoulder to want to prove themselves. So I found that to be really interesting, especially as it pertains to just gratitude and my own life.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Randy Ginsberg. He is the author of Adversity to Advantage, How to Overcome Bullying and Find Entrepreneurial Success. Always fascinated by the journeys of successful entrepreneurs, Randy chose to explore the intersection of childhood bullying and entrepreneurship, due in part to his own personal experiences in adolescence. He now shares his insights to a wide audience of business leaders, students, and parents, and helps others to tackle their own bouts of adversity. And now he is here with us to talk about his experience with entrepreneurship and bullying, and also to how we can turn these experiences from our childhood into something positive, into something we can feel grateful about, and create a beautiful life out of them. So, Randy, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm glad that you are. So, let us know a little bit more about you, some of the things that I didn't mention maybe, or some things that you would like our listeners to find out about you.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm based out of New York. I recently graduated from Syracuse University, and I spent my last year writing the book Adversity to Advantage, How to Overcome Bullying and Find Entrepreneurial Success. So for the last year, I've dedicated my time to going and interviewing and researching a group of highly diverse and successful entrepreneurs, all of who were bullied as children, in an effort to uncover how these experiences positively shaped their lives and motivated them to go and pursue entrepreneurship and then ultimately become the successful entrepreneurs that they are today. So I'm happy to share my insights here and then talk a lot about how it can apply to gratitude and make you a more grateful and happier person.
Wonderful. Well, I love this perspective, and I'm really curious where we will get to in this discussion. So firstly, I wanted to ask you, what is gratitude for you? What does it mean for you, and how do you apply it in your life?
Yeah, definitely. So gratitude's really important for me, especially because I did grow up in this digital era where social media was ubiquitous. It was everywhere. It was the only thing I really knew. And obviously, social media can be very deceptive, and we can see everything that looks so perfect when in reality it's not. And for someone growing up, and for people in general, that can be very hard and very tempting. And we start to think about what we don't have rather than what we do have. So gratitude's really important for me, just to keep me grounded, to let me keep realizing that not everything is as good as it seems, and to be thankful for what I actually do have. So what I do is frequently, especially when I feel myself getting ungrateful or ungrounded, I'll take the time to write a list of everything that means a lot to me in my life. Especially sometimes I'll even rank it, and at the top, of course, for me is my friends and family. And if I'm really feeling out of it and that I'm losing touch with the fact of how much I have, this is could be a untraditional method, but I start to think about the bad aspect and how bad would it be if I lost some of these people, or if these people were sick, or if these people just weren't in my life altogether if I'd never met them. And that really, the emotion that I feel from thinking about these sad thoughts actually kind of brings me back to reality and makes me realize this is how grateful you actually are. Stop letting external forces validate anything else.
I love this idea. It's not for anyone, for everyone. I mean, it's something that isn't easy to do, but when you were talking about it, I was actually doing it in my head with some of the people in my life, and it's really effective. Like, you really get in touch with your emotions, you really get in touch with how much these people actually mean to you, and how much of an impact they have on your life. And I think that's a really good idea for those of us who are able to do this without going too much in the other direction.
Exactly.
So I don't know if it's the case with our listeners, but from what I've heard, friends, family, most of us have had experiences with bullying one way or another. Definitely. And I'm curious, what got you to choose bullying, and how did you think about the relationship between bullying and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was at this entrepreneurship conference, and I was meeting a lot of people of all ages, some who had really successful companies, some whose companies were just early ideation stages. And I was thinking to myself, what motivated them to go and become entrepreneurs? Because normally, and a lot of, there's this big debate of whether entrepreneurship is a skill that you're born with or something that's developed over time, kind of like a nature versus nurture type of thing. And me, I personally always believe that it's heavily on the nurture side, that you can be born a bit business savvy. You could be born great with numbers. You could be born creative. But this whole entrepreneurial journey is actually shaped by these external events from your environment that you go and you collect through life. So once I started to think about this, I started to look inward on my own life and think about, why do I have this chip on my shoulder to be an entrepreneur? Why is this something that I've always loved doing? Why is this something that I'd like to dedicate my life to? And it dawned on me that it actually stemmed from my early experiences with childhood bullying and having a bit of fire and wanting to prove myself and wanting to be different and embrace my creativity. And so my immediate reaction was to think, is there anyone else like me? And so that really prompted the initial idea for the book, where I then, as I mentioned, went and interviewed a bunch of these people who had also been through similar experiences.
That's very interesting. And when you think about bullying, do you think about men only, or is it something that has to do with women as well?
Yeah, no, it definitely has to do with women. Sometimes the women can even be crueler than the men, depending on the age and, of course, just specific instances. But no, it applies to all ages. It's not just, even though I did focus predominantly on childhood bullying, workplace bullying is so prevalent now, especially between men and women. If a man is being mean to a woman is being mean to a man. There are really no bounds with gender and age. I think it's something that's pretty applicable to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had, of course, my own experience with bullying, and it was so interesting for me as I grew up and I got to be more aware of myself and of what's going on in the place between my ears, that it actually affected me quite a lot. Like I got to understand the world, to see the world from that point of view. Mm-hmm. Because my experience with bullying was in the neighborhood where I lived. Mm-hmm. There were bigger guys that were always picking on us. And also, I think in school as well, actually. And it actually painted a picture of how the outside world is, you know. It's I got to think that the world outside is bad or is mean or is trying to hurt me one way or another. Mm-hmm. And that was very interesting to understand once I grew up and I got to be aware of these things. What was your experience with bullying?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess one question I have for you before that is, do you think now, having been through that, you feel like it's had a positive impact on your life? Do you think it helped you with that sense of awareness? Or would you still consider it to be mostly negative?
I think it was very helpful to have the contrast, mm-hmm. you know, because it made me choose the people I was hanging out with, and it helped me see the negative parts so I can choose the positive one. Like I was always aware of the kind of people I wanted to have around me. Mm-hmm. And I think from that point of view, it was very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, that's similar to me and some of the other people I interview. For me personally, I grew up in a suburb of New York City, and it was home to a lot of type A personalities. And like anywhere, younger kids in middle school, especially going through the crazy time of puberty and just maturing and all the hormones, people can be cruel. And so I found myself on the back end of a lot of bullying, verbal, physical, through social media platforms. I was always really small, really skinny, long, greasy hair, buck teeth, lisp, like anything appearance-wise that you could like check off the boxes, I checked that off. And so I found myself on a lot of receiving end of backlash for that, and then just for different interests I had, whether it was music or fashion, and certain things that traditional 10-year-olds or 12, 13, 15-year-olds didn't normally like, I enjoyed, and I wasn't afraid to show that, and that led me to be bullied a lot, and that had a lot of effect on my physical and mental health. I would skip school frequently. I would fake sick. I would get migraines and stomach aches just from in reaction to the stress. I developed anxiety. I was depressed, and it really just took this massive toll on my life. And for me, traditionally, you think bullying as someone who might be isolated or a kid sitting alone at the lunch table. But for me, I was always very athletic. I was always on all the sports teams. I was on the after school programs. I was very involved in my community. So I was around a ton of kids, and I did have friends. I was never alone. But even some of the relationships that I made through these teams were actually toxic, and it wasn't until later on in my life that I fully realized that and stand up for myself and need to make a major life shift.
Wow, it's very interesting how we get to understand these kinds of things in time and to actually see the impact. And I think that it was very brave of you to be yourself in spite of the bullying. I think that's something amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you appreciate it about yourself, but you should.
Yeah, thank you. No, I do. And that's something that even with gratitude, I start to realize the positive aspects that it actually had in my life and start to look at it from a different point of view. Because the reason I talk about entrepreneurship is, initially, one of the things I'd been bullied about was not having the coolest sneakers or clothing, and I'd always loved sneakers and fashion. So when I was in high school, when I was probably around 16 years old, I wanted a way to get the newest sneakers and clothing because my parents weren't going to buy them, and they said, you need to work for yourself. So this was at the time where the sneakerhead craze was really popping off. It was still in effect today, but I started buying and selling these collectible sneakers, so Nikes, Jordans, Adidas, Asics, on Facebook and social media, and it became kind of my passion, and it actually turned into a really lucrative business for me, especially as a kid. And this was sort of a means to an end, one, to get sneakers, but on a bigger scale, it provided me with a sense of self-worth, of self-confidence. I went from feeling like I was this kid who was known for being bullied to now I'm this like sneaker and fashion kid that everyone knows that I have my business, and everyone now realizes that, oh, we shouldn't have doubted him. And just everything that came along with running in my own business, especially at a young age, really provided me the confidence to overcome this bullying, which is why I did look into it in the book. And one of the most important and interesting pieces of research that I found, and that actually came in at the beginning of right before I was going to write the book, was from this woman named Ellen DeLara. And she's a researcher and psychologist, and she conducted her own independent study of 900 adults aged 18 to 65, all of who were bullied as kids. And they came from various professions, entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, general service workers, everything across the board. But what she found was that 47% of these people, almost 50%, reported that the bullying actually had a positive impact on their own lives. And then they then talked about, in more specifically, some of the ways that it impacted them in terms of making them more resilient, making them more empathetic and emotionally intelligent and grateful, and making them more moral and helping their moral development, in the sense of that they would never treat someone the way that they had been treated. And then lastly, it helped with their sense of goal attainment. And like I mentioned, just having that fire and that chip on their shoulder to want to prove themselves. So I found that to be really interesting, especially as it pertains to just gratitude and my own life.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Like when I was thinking about my bullies from my childhood, I actually, after I understood what was behind all of that, I felt compassion for them, because usually these bullies come from an even harsher environment, and when they go out and they pick on kids and stuff, it's because of their own insecurities. It's because they have been bullied themselves. They have been beaten. They have been, talked really bad at. And they basically just copied what they saw and did it to people that were smaller or weaker than they were. And from that point of view, I just had compassion for them, because probably if I would have been in their shoes, in their experience, I don't know if it would have been easier for me to find a better way of dealing with what they were going through, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great way of looking at it. And it also helps to just keep training yourself in that gratitude and being thankful that you are in the position that you're in, and that you might need to deal with them bullying you, but you might not need to deal with some of the worst things that actually cause them to go and act the way they do. So it's definitely powerful.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe that this perspective that you just shared is so powerful. Like in general in life, we think sometimes that things are happening to us, and that we get to get through all kinds of bad things in life. Okay, maybe many of them are just bad, but some of them, like even bullying, actually has some gifts that we can choose to find, you know, like you were saying in the research, the fact that we got to use those experiences and actually become better human beings. I think that's amazing, and it's amazing how resilient we are as human beings.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that adversity in general, regardless if it's bullying or just anything else that you may face in life, actually serves as one of the largest catalysts for growth, for learning, and then ultimately for motivation. And I know it's very cliche, the idea of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but it actually I know from myself and then from hearing your story and then just from learning about so many other successful entrepreneurs and athletes and performers that the hardest times in their lives are actually what they credit for making them into the people that they are today. So I think by looking at it from that mindset, as opposed to the one you mentioned of quickly pointing the finger to blame on outside events or on other people, and really looking at it as a challenge, but knowing that you will end up becoming a better person from it, it's actually a very helpful and grounding experience.
Definitely, definitely. Of course, this is not to say that bullying is a good thing and that we should not do something about it in general, but the fact that it already happened, it gives us an opportunity to choose what we want to do with that experience, whether to let it make us weaker or actually empower us and make us stronger and more resilient for the future.
Yep.
So I also wanted to ask you if you remember when you first got to experience gratitude, like when you first got to feel that beautiful feeling of gratitude in your life.
Yeah. So I'm very fortunate that I got to grow up with a good family and I had a roof over my head. There was always food on the table. I got a good education. So right there, just some of the biggest blessings that you could have in life. But I did grow up in a town where a lot of people had these same luxuries. And so once you're around so many people going through the same thing, you kind of get disconnected from the reality of everything else that is going on and all the people who aren't as fortunate. And so growing up, especially as a young kid, it didn't necessarily hit me until I think I was pretty young, but I was still in New York City. And depending on where you are, there are a ton of homeless people. And I didn't really, when I was young, maybe 6 or 7, I hadn't grasped this concept that someone could not have a home and not have a family and not have all of the things that I had just come to think as were just normal. And that was really the first time when I was probably 6 or 7 where my parents sort of just sat me down and explained, you are in a great position that you have all this stuff, but it's really important to give back and it's important to acknowledge how grateful you are. And that sort of just clicked. And ever since then, I think it's just been increasingly more evident to me how important gratitude is and how grateful I actually am.
That's wonderful. It's really a great moment to instill gratitude, and congrats to your parents that they did that, because from what I've heard, it actually created a lens through which you can see the world, and it's very, very powerful to do that from such a young age and to have this perspective that's so empowering. And I don't know, it's just a really amazing thing that they were able to do, because it's one of the things that I talk about on the podcast, is that parents, at least in my case, I can't talk for everyone, they taught me to say thank you, but they didn't teach me how to be grateful for it's not just about saying thank you, it's about appreciating a gesture, it's about appreciating something that you're getting, like some help or something like this, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for me, it's also just appreciating what you have, but then also I think, as I mentioned earlier, just growing up now with all of the social media and everything, that it seems like on the outside everything's perfect, and chasing this dream of everything being perfect that everyone else has, it's a very detrimental trap that you can fall into. And I think for especially kids my age, we do fall into that. I know myself, I've definitely been on Instagram just scrolling through and see myself in real time losing this sense of gratitude and starting to wish that I had what others did, even though I have no idea what's actually going on behind the picture. And one thing that I talk about in the book is for kids my age, for people who are from 25 to 35, I'm a bit younger, but one of these studies out of England found that over 56% of people ages 25 to 35 have described themselves being in a quarter life crisis, which is often referred to a time in early adult life when one spends his or her time heavily stressing and questioning their success, impact on the world, and then overall happiness. And I think that that's really crazy that we could be so young and have, in many cases, have so much, but at the same time, be influenced by social media and the internet and everything else to think of what we don't have rather than what we do have. And it really does have a big effect on our overall happiness and then just how we go on with our everyday lives.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's great that we have gratitude and we can also appreciate the things that we are enjoying in our life, because we most of the time, or I don't know, maybe 98%, we're actually living the life that we love and the life that we wish we would live, because we created it one way or another, and it's just that we don't realize it all the time, and it's always something new or something flashy that takes our attention, but that doesn't mean that what we have isn't amazing and that we don't have many reasons to feel grateful. And since we got to this, let us know a little bit about the people in your life that that you're grateful for and why you're grateful for them.
Yeah, I think my relationships with friends and family and coworkers are just by far the most important things in my life. They bring joy to me every day. And there are so many people that I couldn't imagine my life without. I couldn't imagine being where I am today without them. And I couldn't imagine just them not being there now. So like I said, when I make these lists of things that are important to me, of course, some of what I've learned to be my necessities of just food and shelter are super important, but it's also the people that I spend my time around. And I think that's what I'm most grateful for. And then even when in entrepreneurship, when people ask, what's your view of success? Is it all the materialistic things? Is it having a lot of money? Is it leaving a lasting impact? I think, and this was something that I spoke about with a bunch of people, and I'm interested to hear your interpretation as well. But for me, it's being able to spend my time, which is our most valuable asset. It's the one thing that I'm the most grateful for, that money can't buy time. So I have the time right now. I woke up today. I'm here. That's awesome. I view success as being able to spend my time doing what I love with the people, surrounded by the people who I love the most. And I think that if you have that mindset about success, whether it's in entrepreneurial aspects or just in doing your normal career, or any hobby that you do, I think that's a great way to stay grounded in gratitude as well.
Definitely, definitely. And my perspective is that it's much more important to feel good for me, and for me, for instance, to be healthy and to feel good in my body and to just be grateful and feel fulfilled, rather than for what I'm doing to be very flashy or I don't know, some of the other things that people consider to be success. For me, success is something that's on the inside much more than it's on the outside. Sure, some things are on the outside and they are great, but if for me, like Anthony Robbins said, I'm not exactly sure how he said it, but something like success without gratitude is the ultimate failure, something like this.
Interesting.
And, like, or without fulfillment, it's something around these lines. And that's why for me, it's like the most important for me to be fulfilled, to be grateful. And it doesn't really matter how it looks from the outside.
Yeah, that's a great way to be. And I think that's what a lot of people listening and then just people in general should really try to take into their own lives, because it does make a tremendous shift in mindset and then just in what you put out to your world and to your people in general.
Yeah, exactly. Because we really, really don't know what's going on in other people's lives. And the little that we see, I've learned at one point that it's best that I really don't think about it, because I don't judge people, because I really, really don't know their story. I really, really don't know what's going on in their soul, in their life, in their mind, what they're going through or not. So it's a waste of time to compare or to think about other people and their lives and everything. So yeah, it's best that we find things that we admire about other people. But yeah, that's where I stop.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, like I said, just the more that we can hammer that home and act on that in our own lives, it's going to make a big difference for ourselves and the people around us.
Totally, totally. So since we are nearing the end of our time together, let our audience know where they can find you, where they can find your book.
Yeah, definitely. So the book right now is out on Amazon. You can search the title, which again is Adversity to Advantage, How to Overcome Bullying and Find Entrepreneurial Success. You could also search me by name on Amazon, Randy Ginsberg. I'm on all social media, so Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Randy Ginsberg, Randy_Ginsberg, Twitter, Ginsberg Randy. And then if you want to contact me at all, all of my info is on my personal website, randymginsberg.com. I definitely encourage you to reach out, whether you just want to share a story about bullying or adversity in your own lives. And then if you do read the book and you want to talk about that too, that's awesome as well. And if you just want to chat and need some help, I'm here too.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us and for being so open. I really
definitely
appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
My pleasure. Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.